Me fumble them una kukabo. This na Dr. Jonathan Bonofa Tengbe, the talk to una. Dr. Tengbe been grew up na the Eastern Province, specifically na Kailaun District. I been go na Christ the King College na the Southern Province. Frabe College na the East na the Western area, and I study abroad. Who I do me PhD and me masters and me PhD. After that, I come back na Salon. I work na the Sierra Leone Roads Authority for a number of years, and I help a lot na the country in terms of developing the road network. I come back after during the war. Then the war make I go na UK. Who I get a job with one of the development agents them na UK for work na Southern Africa, na specifically na Lesotho on a World Bank project. I worked there for 5 years, come back na UK, and I work na different levels them na UK before I did not Qatar at the moment. During that time day, I'll always be part of the SLPP, currently mean a Grand Chief Patron na UK, and I mean a distinguished Grand Chief Patron at the national headquarters na Sierra Leone. I want to talk to una about we party and the current status we dey. As una all know, we party in a court, and the court don't make some decisions then. We may not want for really comment much about that. The business where I get now for talk to una about the political approach we will take as a party for get we self out of this problem all day. The key to this problem na really the how we will solve the disputed 39 constituent system we make within our court today. At this moment, this is not the best for SLPP, but and when you dey wusa, when you find yourself in a tight corner, you get for fair way for commode. And by God in power, another way they who go on for common inside this problem, so that we go camp and run for the presidency and the government, and the we will run for the election in next year, and by God in power, we go win. Let me start with the conference we'll be get at the party office on the 8th of February 2017. We all the flag bearer aspirants and meet together. We did it the whole day. We came out with a communique. We will sign for say we will support peace and unity within SLPP. We agree on few things them, activities them we will for carry out for let we achieve that peace day. We able for achieve plenty, but the one day we still get problem. And the disputed 39 constituent system. This disputed 39 constituency, I go explain briefly what in that mean. Well, I don't want to go into details in terms of how we manage to get into that point, but we get two parallel executives them. Now every constituency in the 39 constituent system, which one we go take? Now the problem. This boss will say, this is not my own executive. The other people will say, this is not their own executive. So now that is the problem. It happened based on with procedures, with rules and regulations. Different people that they interpret the rules and regulations in their own way, the way where they feel comfortable for interpreting. But me believe, say, in the interest of the party, we all for put their differences they aside. And let we count to one, and let we try for resolve the 39 constituent system within in dispute. Now that make I want for suggest this political solution. First of all, me feel say either way we go. If we go with one executive, we left the other one, we'll get problem with the other one. So the best way we will do is let we go back and redo all the 39 constituent system. each and every elected person within any of the existing executive, let them sign up, say they're not going to take the party to court anymore after that election. If they win or they're not lost, they're not going to take the party to court. And this is not the best way we can support. So let me go back. If we not go back, we will get other problems there, because some people then go say, I they go form my own party. This person go say, I know, I they put me hand on, I know they part part SMPP, I will still be member of the SMPP, but I not go take part. And we not want that one day. We want for let we all work together as a united force so that we could go and win the election, the general election in 2018. That are the objective. The flag bearer election, not for individuals, not for the party no more. But the party want for go back to power, no matter who that did it. So now that make we for try for do them 39 constituent system. Another area where they suggest we go help the party much. Now the following. One, the other one is now the diaspora. We get a lot of problems in the diaspora, particularly the UK. UK, now they we can able for raise funds as Sierra Leoneans. You know, say Lord, they for say, you know, we go bigger to other people that were not to Sierra Leoneans there. For let you can't fund your party. At the moment, we don't get no side, nobody we can help with. Now the UK, now America, now Australia, now there we can go. The Sierra Leonean members, then where they raise funds for we, for let we can run with party. At the moment, UK, now two executives, they just like them power executive, then we will get Naya, na Salo. And we no wonder Andy. So anytime we then go make fundraising for the party, the other side of the candy. So we know they get better money. Now America's having the same problem that we get. So I will suggest say we try for look into the UK issue as well and try for resolve that problem we did it. After all, we don't solve all them problems in the UK and the Salon, the 39 constituent system, let we organize a national delegate conference for the national officers them. Let we separate the national officers, the young election, from the flag bearer election. The reason why I talk this is that there are other constitutional issues them where go affect we result if we go straight into flag bearer election. I don't want to come into that. But the best way we will avoid that, let we just go and do the national officers the election. Then take the new national officers and they take their position very quickly. Then we get a quick handover and then we go straight into the flag bearer election. Once we get the flag bearer election, I sure say we will get unity in the party. This is my own suggestion to the party, and I believe say every right meaning SIPP member will think about this very, very carefully, and let we try for implementer so that we will go to that convention day and elect the flag bearer. We will lead we to the general election, and I will tell you say we will win this general election. The election is there for SLPP, but now we they try for block the way. Do you let we not block the way? Let we work hard and try for solve them problem in as much as we possibly can. Thank you very much.